Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can buy cars, houses, and all the luxuries this world offers, but there are three things you will never be able to buy back: time, health, and peace. Once time is gone, it's gone forever. Once health is destroyed, no amount of money can replace it, and once peace is lost, all the wealth in the world feels worthless. We live in a world that teaches us to run after things, shiny things, new things, bigger things. Yet the three greatest treasures we have are quietly slipping through our fingers each day, unnoticed until they're gone. Time, health, and peace. They don't shout, they whisper, and only those who are wise enough to listen truly live. Have you ever seen a man on his deathbed wishing he had made just one more deal, bought one more house, or added another zero to his bank account? No. When life grows short, people don't cry out for wealth. They cry out for more time. They long for the strength they once ignored. They beg for peace of mind they traded away for worry, hurry, and endless chasing. Time, health, peace. These three stand above everything else. You can lose money and earn it again. You can lose possessions and replace them. But once these three slip away, no empire of gold can bring them back to you. That is the harsh, unchanging law of life. We rush through the hours, treating time as though it were endless, throwing away our health in the name of ambition, and gambling with our peace of mind as if it were expendable. Why? Because the world convinces us that wealth alone is the prize worth pursuing. And by the time we realize the truth, that wealth without time, health, and peace is nothing but an empty shell, it is often too late. I want you to picture something with me. Imagine a clock ticking in the quiet of the night. Every tick is a piece of your life moving away, never to return. That clock doesn't stop, it doesn't pause, it doesn't bargain, and one day it will strike the final hour. That is time. Now imagine your health. It is like a garden. If you neglect it, weeds grow, soil hardens, and the fruit withers. You cannot walk into a garden years later, having ignored it, and expect it to bloom with life. And peace, peace of mind, is like clear water. Stir it with fear, anger, or greed, and it grows cloudy. Once disturbed, it takes great patience to settle again. Do you see it? These three treasures are not just important. They are the very foundation of a life worth living. And yet, too often, people spend their time as though it were cheap, their health as though it were indestructible, and their peace as though it were dispensable. My friend, you and I are not promised another 100 years. We're not even promised tomorrow. The time to recognize the value of these treasures is now. Not when your body is broken, not when your mind is restless, not when the clock has nearly run out. Now. Why time is your most valuable resource? Time is the great equalizer. No matter who you are, where you were born, or how much wealth you possess, you and I receive the same allotment each day, 24 hours. Not a minute more, not a second less. Kings and beggars, the rich and the poor, the powerful and the ordinary, all are bound by the same clock. If time is the one resource we can never earn back, why do we treat it as though it were endless? Why do we give it away so carelessly, as if it had no value? A man will fight to protect his money, but he will give his hours away to trivialities without a second thought. When you spend money, you can replace it. But when you spend an hour, it is gone forever. Time is not money. Time is life itself. To waste time is not merely to lose minutes on a clock, but to chip away pieces of your very existence. Consider the wealthiest man on earth. If he could buy another year of life, another 10 years, another 50, what do you suppose he would pay? Everything. Every coin, every asset, every possession. And yet, you and I, though we may not have fortunes, already hold that treasure freely in our hands each morning when the sun rises. We hold a new day. But how do we use it? The tragedy of life is not that it ends too soon, but that we wait too long to begin living it. Too many people live as though they were rehearsing for a play, endlessly preparing, waiting for some perfect moment to arrive. But life is not a rehearsal. This is it, right now. Every moment counts, and every choice is an investment in the future you are building. How many people do you know who say, "One day, I'll take care of my health. One day, I'll build that business. One day, I'll spend time with my family," but one day never comes, because time does not wait. It moves forward, whether you are ready or not. The wise man understands that time is wealth in its purest form. He spends it as carefully as a jeweler counts his diamonds. He chooses where it goes, and he invests it in things that will outlast him: learning, relationships, meaningful work, and the pursuit of truth. So I say to you, guard your hours. Refuse to let them be stolen by the trivial and the meaningless. Do not trade your days for things you will regret tomorrow. Each sunrise hands you a treasure chest filled with 24 golden coins called hours. Spend them wisely, for when they are gone, they will not return. The hidden cost of neglecting your health for success. What good is success if the very body that carries you through life is broken? What joy is there in achievement if your health has been sacrificed at its altar? Far too many men and women chase ambition with such reckless speed that they forget the machine that makes it all possible, their own body and mind. They burn the candle at both ends, boasting of long hours, sleepless nights, and endless labor. For a time, it may look admirable, but there is a hidden bill that always comes due, and it is paid in suffering. Health is not merely the absence of illness. It is the strength to rise each morning with energy, the clarity to think deeply, and the vitality to live fully. When you neglect it, you may not notice at first. The body is patient. It tolerates much abuse before it begins to protest. But slowly, quietly, the price builds. Fatigue that does not leave, nerves that fray, a heart that weakens, a mind that grows clouded. What a tragedy it is to see a man who spent his youth building wealth, only to spend his wealth in old age trying to repair the health he destroyed. It is like a farmer who sells his fertile soil for quick profit, only to find himself standing on barren land, unable to grow another crop. Health is the foundation of all achievement. Without it, every victory turns to dust in your hands. Imagine climbing to the top of the mountain of success, only to find that you no longer have the strength to stand and enjoy the view. Do not mistake me. Work is noble. Striving, building, creating, these are worthy pursuits. But to do so at the expense of your health is not noble. It is foolish. The wise man knows that his body is his most valuable tool. He fuels it with rest, strengthens it with movement, and protects it with care. The wealthiest king cannot buy a new set of lungs. The richest merchant cannot purchase a strong heart, and no amount of gold can restore a mind broken by neglect. These are gifts given to you once, and it is your sacred duty to guard them. If you wish for long success, care for your health now. Not tomorrow, not when the crisis comes, but today. For every hour you spend preserving your strength, you are purchasing countless more hours of life, creativity, and joy in the years ahead. How to protect your peace of mind in a noisy world. There is a treasure more delicate than time and more fragile than health. It is peace of mind. Without it, even the wealthiest life becomes a restless prison. Peace of mind is not the absence of sound around you, but the absence of turmoil within you. A man can be surrounded by noise and yet remain calm. Another can sit in silence and yet feel tortured by his own thoughts. That is the difference between living with peace and living without it. Peace is often traded away for ambition, for comparison, for fear of not keeping up with the world. We fill our lives with hurry and worry, and we wonder why sleep eludes us, why joy escapes us, and why success feels hollow. I want you to picture a clear pool of water, still, calm, undisturbed. That is peace of mind, but every time you allow resentment to grow, you throw a stone into that water. every time you give in to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Envy, anger, or needless fear, another stone disturbs the surface. Soon the pool is not clear at all. It is muddy and unsettled. How many people live in that muddied state every single day? They may have wealth, but they have no rest. They may have fame, but they have no calm. They may have power, but they have no joy. The wise man knows this. Guarding his peace is as important as guarding his gold. He chooses carefully the battles worth fighting, the company worth keeping, and the thoughts worth feeding. He does not allow every passing disturbance to take root in his heart. He does not measure his life by the noise of others, but by the quiet truth within himself. Peace is not something you stumble upon. It is something you protect. It requires courage to say no to unnecessary burdens, wisdom to walk away from needless conflict, and strength to quiet the inner critic that demands more, more, more. Peace of mind is the soil in which joy grows, and without it, nothing else can bloom. Guard it, protect it, value it above possessions, for once you lose it, no amount of treasure can buy it back. The difference between chasing wealth and building a meaningful life. There is a road that many travel, and it is well worn. It is the road of chasing wealth for its own sake. Men rush down this path believing that the golden gates at the end will bring them happiness, freedom, and fulfillment, yet those who reach it often discover something unsettling. The gates are an illusion. The pursuit of wealth alone is a race without a finish line. There is nothing wrong with wealth. Money is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for harm. With it, you can build, create, provide, and give. But wealth, when pursued as the sole purpose of life, becomes a cruel master. It demands your time, your health, your peace of mind, and in return, it offers only the temporary thrill of possession. A meaningful life, on the other hand, is not built upon possessions. It is built upon purpose. The man who chases wealth asks, "How much can I take?" The man who builds a meaningful life asks, "How much can I give? What can I create? Whose life can I touch?" You see, chasing wealth is about accumulation, but living meaningfully is about contribution. Chasing wealth often leaves a man empty, even if his hands are full. Building a meaningful life leaves a man fulfilled, even if his possessions are few. The history of the world does not remember men simply for the size of their fortunes. It remembers those who use their fortune, their talent, their time, to shape the world for the better. The true measure of a life is not how much gold was stored, but how much good was sown. Ask yourself, if tomorrow all your possessions were gone, what would remain of you? Would there still be evidence that your life mattered? Would there be people whose paths were made brighter because you walked this earth? That is the test of meaning. The wise understand that wealth is a servant, not a master. They use it, but they are not used by it. They earn it, but they do not worship it. They enjoy it, but they do not rely on it for happiness. Their joy comes from living each day in harmony with their values, their loved ones, and their purpose. Wealth will buy you comfort, but it cannot buy you meaning. Comfort fades, but meaning endures. And when your final day arrives, it will not be the balance of your bank account that brings peace to your heart, but the balance of your life. Daily choices that honor your time, health, and inner peace. Life is not shaped in grand moments. It is shaped in the quiet decisions we make each day. The man you will become in 10 years is being created right now by the choices you make today. And the wisest choices are those that honor your time, protect your health, and preserve your peace of mind. What does it mean to honor your time? It means refusing to waste the hours of your life on pursuits that do not matter. It means setting aside distraction, avoiding idle talk, and giving yourself wholly to the work, the study, and the relationships that bring true value. It means recognizing that each day is a gift and treating it as such. And what does it mean to honor your health? It is not complicated. It means respecting the body that carries you through life. It means giving it rest when it is weary, nourishing it with food that strengthens rather than weakens, and keeping it active so that it does not wither from neglect. These choices may seem small, but compounded over years, they decide whether you will walk into old age with strength or stumble into it with regret. And how do you honor your peace of mind? By guarding what you allow into your heart and mind. Choose your companions wisely, for their words and attitudes will shape your own. Choose your battles carefully, for not every hill is worth dying on. Choose your thoughts deliberately, for they become the architects of your destiny. Peace is not won in a single act. It is preserved by daily discipline. It is easy to think that greatness is found in rare opportunities, but in truth, greatness is born in daily habits. Each day you decide whether to squander your time or invest it, whether to weaken your health or build it, whether to disturb your peace or protect it. Picture your life as a scale. On one side lies regret, and on the other side, fulfillment. Every choice you make is a weight placed upon that scale. Day by day, choice by choice, you tip it one way or the other. And when the sum of your days is counted, the direction of that scale will be your legacy. So live today with intention. Rise each morning and ask yourself, how will I use my time? How will I care for my health? How will I preserve my peace of mind? If you answer those questions with action, you will not only live wisely, you will live richly, no matter what stands in your bank account. Why true wealth is measured in more than money. What is wealth? If you ask the world, it will point to numbers in a ledger, to possessions behind locked doors, to land, jewels, and titles. But that is only one face of wealth, and it is the shallowest. True wealth cannot be weighed on scales or locked in a vault. It is measured in the quality of your days, in the strength of your body, in the calmness of your mind, and in the love that surrounds you. A man may possess riches that could feed nations, and yet be poor. Poor in health, poor in time, poor in peace. Another may own little but live richly, because his hours are his own. His body is strong, his mind is free, and his heart is at rest. Which man, I ask you, is truly wealthy? Wealth, in its truest sense, is harmony. It is when your time is spent in ways that bring meaning. It is when your health supports your ambitions instead of limiting them. It is when your mind is at peace, unshaken by every storm. That kind of wealth cannot be bought or stolen. It can only be earned through wisdom and right living. If every coin you own vanished tomorrow, what would remain? Would you still have your family's love? Would you still have the knowledge and skills you've built? Would you still have a body capable of carrying you forward? Would you still have peace enough to sleep at night? If the answer is yes, then you are far richer than you may realize. Remember, money is a fine servant, but a terrible master. It can provide comfort, but it cannot provide meaning. It can build houses, but it cannot build homes. It can buy medicine, but it cannot guarantee health. It can surround you with people, but it cannot buy you love or respect. True wealth, then, is measured by how you spend your hours, by the state of your health, by the calm of your spirit, and by the depth of your relationships. It is found in the freedom to live according to your values, to rise each morning with purpose, and to rest each night with peace. When you understand this, you stop chasing shadows and begin pursuing substance. You stop measuring your life by numbers on a page and begin measuring it by the legacy you leave behind. And when your last hour comes, you will not count your coins, you will count your blessings. So do not wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a promise no man can make. Begin today. Value your hours. Care for your body. Protect your inner calm. If you do this, you will walk through life with a wealth the world cannot measure and death cannot steal. For in the end, the true currency of life is not money. It is the strength to live fully, the peace to sleep soundly, and the wisdom to spend each hour as though it were gold. That, my friend, is the secret of a life well lived.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.